This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. It is Eagles schedule release day. Is the Cowboys game week one a must win? 71.1% say yes. Here we are heading into the final part of the schedule where you will get our first prediction for Eagles record this year. It may change over the coming weeks, but this is the first one. So at this point, we are through 12 games. Ike has them at 10-2. I have them at 6-6. Jack has them at 7-5. The final five games: at the Chargers, week 14. At home against the Raiders, week 15. Week 16 at Washington, that's a Saturday game, will be either 4:30 or 8 p.m. Then at Buffalo, and then at home against the Commanders. So this is, to me, this is the difference. There's one game in here that has me between 10-7 and 9-8. So I either have them in these five games going 3-2 or 4-1, and that is the Buffalo game. I have them losing one of the Washington games. I have them beating both the Chargers and the Raiders, and then there's that Buffalo game. So I am going to have them winning the Buffalo game and end up with the Eagles at 10-7. In fairness, or not at 10-7, in fairness, I've had a lot of coin flip games going to the other teams that for the Eagles this year. This is a coin flip game that I'm going to give to the Eagles. And I'm going to give, you know, like I also have them splitting with everyone in the division. This is a big game. It's a tough game. I actually think they're going to need this game. And so I have the Eagles finishing up at 10-7, going 4-1 in their final five games.
Oh,
Jack, where do you have them in the final five?
Man, you got them finishing hot.
Yep. A little hot.
Yeah, good to see. So I have them losing out in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So that gets them to 7-6. They beat the Raiders at home. That gets them to 8-6. I think they lose at Washington, 8-7. I think they lose at Buffalo, and then I think they close it out with a win. A nice little crisp 9-8 season for the old Philadelphia Eagles. Ike, your reaction.
9-8, huh?
You have a 9-8?
Yep.
I almost have a 9-8. I can't believe I ended up ahead of you at 10-7.
I actually don't know how that happened. I expected to go into it 11-5.
Yep.
But doing the schedule during the show, I got to 9-8.
There awesome. You go. All right. I have a 10-7.
Awesome.
Somehow they're going to be more mad at me, but whatever. Ike, where do you're 10-2 at this point?
Yeah.
Where do you have?
This is the tough stretch of this schedule as well, as far as I'm concerned.
Four out of the five teams in the playoffs last year, and the Raiders look to be at least somewhat improved this year, I would say.
Yeah, we'll get that game at home.
Yep.
I as well do not like the game out in Los Angeles. So that's a loss. They come home. They beat the Raiders. Don't like the Saturday night game in Washington. I think Washington wins that game. And then I think we lose to the Bills also. But we come back and we beat Washington in a game that is for the NFC East title and could be for a number one or two seed in the conference to finish at 12-5.
Okay.
That's why I have us finishing at 12-5.
I'm not that far behind. 10-7 is not that far behind 12-5.
Yeah.
Just the way you say it.
Yeah. Wow. That's what makes everyone mad, Jack. That's the magic in the sauce there. All right. Jack has him finishing 9-8. I have 10-7. Ike has 12-5. What do you have? 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake, Dom. You're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Ike. Jack.
What up, Tasty Cake?
How's everybody doing? I was sitting outside, Ike, and I really wasn't going to call today. I just was going to enjoy the show, and then Spike goes on one of his Jalen rants.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a rant.
That'll do it.
Wasn't a rant.
That'll do it.
Wasn't a rant.
Okay. anyway, moving from that, when I called, Ike, I had the Eagles at 12-5. I had them losing to Tampa, the Chargers, Washington, Green Bay, and Buffalo.
Okay.
When I called.
All right.
Since I've been on hold, I'm now 13-4. I forgot something.
What'd you forget?
On his best day, Josh Allen can't beat Jalen.
Why? Why can't he do that? Why can't he do that?
He's not good enough.
Why isn't he good enough?
It's at the next level. He's not a choker and a lumper like Josh Allen, who will never, ever take one snap in a Super Bowl in his entire career.
Josh Allen's not a choker, Dom. He's not a choker. He's got like the third highest playoff passer rating of all time. He has one in Arrowhead. Like, what are we talking about?
He's never going to take one snap in the Super Bowl.
Why?
It's not going to happen.
Why?
Because he's not good enough to get there.
Well, of course he's good enough. He's the MVP, and he has one of the best playoff passer ratings of all time. This is,
he got there twice.
But this is you. If you think I'm crazy for saying what I said about Jalen, what you're saying about Josh Allen is psychotic. He has been a great quarterback in the NFL. He has won an MVP. He's played well in the playoffs. He is in the same conference as the Chiefs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not. Has he lost games? Yes, he's lost games, but he's not choked. There are a lot of players that Peyton Manning's a bigger choker than Josh Allen ever has been.
Some guys are winners, and some guys ain't.
He's won a ton of games, Dom.
It's the same thing. If Tom Thibodeau was coaching the Sixers, we'd still be seeing basketball in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, and how many championships has Tibbs won? Tell me about all the titles Tibbs has won. He's a winner. He's a winner, Dom. How many championships? How many championships? How many championships?
None.
Okay, thank you. But he's a winner and Josh Allen's not.
It doesn't mean he's going to get there. How many championships did Josh Allen
have? No, that's my point, Dom. You're saying that Josh Allen is a choker and has never won a championship, but Tom Thibodeau is a winner and he's never even coached in the finals.
This team has no business being where they're at.
The Knicks?
No business. With the talent on the Knicks.
Are you crazy?
It's unbelievable. Spike, you agreed with me that Boston was virtually unbeatable.
And Boston might still win the series without their best player.
They're losing in New York. Oh. That game last night, Jaylen Brown is a great enough player to get one on his own. And that's exactly what he did. He was phenomenal last night. And then you had White shooting the lights out. But they're not beating the Knicks twice in a row. And the Pacers are not beating the Knicks.
Even though they've been in the conference finals two straight years.
Well, Spike, in a couple of weeks, you'll get to tell me I'm wrong for the first time.
Well, hold on. You're a NOLA guy. We got now we're going to do the Dom victory laps.
I am. I I don't do that anymore.
Oh, now we get off of it. But all your wins, we get the Dom circle, you know, the victory tour.
Man, I don't do that anymore. Scolded me the last time, Jack.
No, I never scolded you, Dom. Stop.
Poor Jack. I got to tell you, Spike, I'm really trying to refine because Saturday, Jack's probably with his kids doing something. And Elliot, the last 15 minutes of the bird show he has.
Go Bird.
I'm smashing my head against the side of a wall because he is the flip-flopper of. Can you believe, Spike, that this guy on Saturday was going on and on about the greatness of the Eagles' offensive line?
The gall.
Well, I mean, I know I spoke to Ike, certainly spoke to him.
Yeah.
I know I spoke to him twice trying to. He was saying it was their biggest question mark.
The offensive. He was?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, but with new information, I don't know.
That's usually what it is. Yeah, here, with new information.
All right, Tom. Thank you for the call.
Wow,
Tom Thibodeau.
I will say now, Tom Thibodeau was the assistant with Doc Rivers.
Yeah, he was the Kobe stopper. Yeah,
but he was not head coach.
No.
Yeah,
he's the one that came up with the idea to have what are you shooting that game 7?
And how about that Knicks team?
No, he wasn't with them then.
Wasn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was with them when they won the title, I believe.
With the Celtics. Yes,
I don't think he was there when they I think he got – that's how he got the head coaching job, because they won the title
with
in
the
Boston.
Bulls.
Yeah.
Well, some say Thibodeau was the reason Boston won.
Yes. Well, because they're – it's funny.
Their defense.
You look at all of their the Doc thing is so funny, because when you look at the talent that Boston Celtics team had offensively, mm-hmm. and then you look at their offense ranks during those years.
They weren't great, yeah.
No, they're like 11th or something. They were never a dominant offensive team. But Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett.
Ray Allen,
Rajon Rondo. Pretty good talent there. Speaking of talent, Colonial Hyundai, full of talent. The Karzar Giant SL has put together a great staff for you, and they want to give you a choice. Choice of two great things. Two of their most popular incentives at Colonial Hyundai right now through May 31st. You could either get 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. You could buy every one. I don't think you're going to do that. 20% off any new Hyundai in stock, or your trade, which you might be worried you're not getting very much for, you get $6,500 for your trade. That is any brand new Hyundai on the lot. They've got over 200 of them. New Elantra, new Tucson, new Ioniq, new Palisade, whatever it is. Either you get 20% off any new Hyundai in stock, or you get $6,500 for your trade. And this is for everybody. You can get some of the best financing in the business as low as 0%. Every new Hyundai is going to come with 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is time for the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Oh, yes. Now, we didn't do it yesterday because we had a mini show yesterday because the Phil's doubleheader.
Uh-huh.
But it's a big week for the Eagles Insiders as it is schedule release week. Who's got the scoops?
A lot of scoops out there.
Who's got the scoops? Now, remember, the scoops are only valid if they are public. So
that message is for one person.
I'm not saying who. If you have private scoops, maybe you can win the private Eagles Insider of the Year, but the one on the radio has to be for Public Scoops, right?
Right. No, I totally agree. Now, Ike was vouching for this guy, and we were saying, no, if it's not public, it can't possibly count.
Can't possibly count. So, there's only one change at the Eagles, or two changes in the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. So last week, number one was a newspaper reporter. Number two was Ruben Frank. Number three was Elliot Shore Parks. Number four was Brian Baldinger. And we're not doing a fifth at this point because nobody's earned it.
And most people have just checked out.
Yes. There's been one change. What, two changes? At number four this week is Elliot Shore Parks.
Wow. Why?
Well, he says his mock schedule is just the way his schedule wants it to be.
Yeah, that was the most ridiculous.
No. He had 2 out of 17 games. I didn't buy it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you bought that answer?
Nope. 2 out of 17 games. He got
it
right.
It was impressive. He got the bye week.
Yeah, that was a little eerie, I got to be honest. But, like, if you put out a mock schedule, it's how you think it's going to play out, not what you would tell Roger Goodell.
Yep.
Like, that's the dumbest logic I've ever heard.
Who cares?
Yeah. Well, he's not going to ask your opinion, Elliot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not... That's not how you do a mock schedule. You,
no.
You're predicting this is what the schedule is
yes.
going to be.
Come on. I like the idea of Elliot's ridiculous mock schedule. Number three is Zach Berman, just because I think it'll annoy Elliot at three. He had a couple of the games I saw he posted.
He actually put them out, unlike someone who kept it all private.
Yep. We can't, no comments on that one. Staying at number two is Ruben Frank, and number one, the newspaper reporter.
Yeah.
Okay.
His reign of terror continues.
Yeah. The Lions game, that was a big scoop. I was looking for that one.
Yeah,
he said per source at the end, so you got to factor that in when we're Eagles Insider of the Year.
Absolutely. Elliott's got a long way to go to retain his title. He's dropped all the way to fourth. Some say if there was a fifth, he'd be five.
Yeah, we can't find four other good answer quality candidates.
No, not at this point. 215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, A?
What's up, fellas?
What up,
I'm not leading off, so you can relax, Spike. Listen. It was funny. Jack, you know Jack, he liked to take shots at people. And he took a Kobe shot. And Ike, he wanted to ignore it, but Jack, he came back around for it. But Tom Thibodeau was a coach on both teams, the one that lost and the one that won.
Oh, he was there? I thought he had left by then.
He was there. But, Spike, I always got to come at you because of stuff you say. You keep making the point, and a lot of people made the point, about the players that we lost, right? And this is what I've been saying. Hey, what was the defense in 2023?
Defense was trash in 2023.
It was.
What was the defense last season?
Number one.
Okay. So from 2023 to 2024, we had two rookie corners, Zach Bond, and we brought back CJ GJ. Am I missing something?
No.
Okay. So from the players that we brought here to turn the worst defense to the best defense, the only player we lost is CJ GJ. Because Mel Williams was here, and Darius Slay was here when we had the worst defense, when the worst defense was in 2020.
Right.
So I don't really care about the players that we've lost, because I believe it's Vic Fangio coaching them up.
Then why isn't Vic Fangio's defense number one every year? Like, why does he have 12th-ranked defenses and 14th-ranked defenses?
It's personnel. I don't think the 2023 personnel.
Well, and they lost a lot of personnel. They lost the two highest paid defensive free agent players in the NFL.
Because that's how free agency works, right? Do you really think
that's not an answer. That's how free agency works. Is not an answer.
If we weren't talking about this, you would say in free agency everyone gets overpaid.
They are still, I'm not talking about the number. I am talking about of all of the available free agents, the two highest paid players. And by the way, I'm not saying they are worth their contracts. That's not what I'm saying. This year, the two highest paid defensive free agents were Josh Sweat and Milton Williams. They also lost their starting cornerback. They also lost their starting safety. They also don't have their other starting linebacker. That's a lot of players. And for you to just say it doesn't matter, it's Vic Fangio. That Vic Fangio took those players to be number one, and we've replaced them with either bargain bin or rookies. That's hard.
What was Zach Bond? He was having considered a bargain.
Yes, and do you expect every signing to be Zach Bond simply because Vic Fangio's here? And if that's the case, why doesn't it happen everywhere Vic Fangio is?
No, but a lot of draft, Nick said that Jahai Campbell was the top linebacker in the draft. Whether he's ready to play to start the season, I don't know. A lot of people said that he was the top linebacker in the draft. And if we want to get him for on his rookie contract because his injuries just pile up. I don't care. I just want to stack Super Bowls while we can.
I know, that's not the offseason they had, Aaron. They didn't have a stack Super Bowls offseason. Okay. They didn't.
So what did in our division, what did the Cowboys do?
Well, they'll have their starting quarterback back.
And they got
a high level wide receiver, and they'll have their starting quarterback back.
George Pickens, he's a tad bit overrated.
Good.
For as much publicity as he gets, he doesn't put up numbers. And I don't care. Oh, look at the quarterback. DeAndre Hopkins was putting up 100 catches, 1,000 yards every year with trash quarterback. So I don't really care. Like, if you're that guy, you're gonna catch the ball. If they don't throw you the ball, so you're gonna get numbers. I don't really get into the George Pickens hype. I don't know. And the Giants, they added Russell Wilson. Yeah, big deal.
Well, and Jameis.
Yeah, and Jameis, you know Jameis is going to give us at least 30 interceptions if he plays.
Well, they also added the best defensive player in the draft. So we're throwing So we're throwing a party for adding a linebacker who 30 teams thought that his injury issues were so deep that they didn't want to draft him. But adding Abdul Carter, not a big deal.
Well, do we know that they're going to use Abdul Carter correctly? We don't know. We don't know if he's going to be used. Like, Spike, it's not just basketball. Throw him on the court. Go get your points. It's whether you're going to be used correctly. We see a lot of players drafted high who aren't used correctly. I'm just saying. I just look at it like we won the Super Bowl. I'm not going to be so down on the team about we lost this, we lost
okay,
that.
That's, we that's
to,
that.
We want to boost up every other team what they did because that's what like.
I'm not. I'm just saying that it is a difficult schedule. They have had an offseason where they've lost a lot of talent. They lost their offensive coordinator, and it's hard to follow up a Super Bowl. I said they'd win 10 games. It's like I didn't say they're going 6-11. That's
it. You said we were going to win like 10 games last season.
Yes, and they didn't.
Here's the thing. I don't really care about – I don't really get into the how many we're going to win. Because I'll say we're going to see it every year. Because last season when Jack said we'll win 15 games, Brian had a problem with that. So Jack said we're going to go 9-8. But Jack, no, we're not really going to go 9-8. Man, come on now. Look.
Well, we bump it up by the season time, but as the first look through, we're 9-8.
All I care about is three games. We got to beat Washington here. We got to beat the Lions. And we got to beat the Rams. Because this is what I do not like. When the Eagles are successful, I don't know if other teams get this. But when the Eagles are successful, everyone gets butthurt about the Eagles' success. And I don't like that. Oh, we should have been there. No, y'all weren't there. Why are y'all worrying about us when you lost to Washington? Why are you, like, back in 2017, why are the Saints worrying about us when y'all lost to the Vikings? That ain't got nothing to do with us. But everyone always wants to take what they could have did out on us. And I don't like that. And I don't really care. Like, athletes don't have to take the mentality of the fans. But when it comes to them teams, because I'm tired of Amon St. Brown, And I'm tired of everybody thinking we was going to lose to the Rams, including you, Spike. We had that game in hand, and then we went into prevent defense. We smacked them when everyone was healthy.
They almost lost the game, Aaron. Can we not?
We almost lose the game.
They didn't almost lose the game?
We were up 28-15 with 4 seconds, with 4 minutes remaining, and we went into prevent defense, and they kept throwing the ball deep. What do you want me to do with that? If we played the way we were playing, we won the game 28-15.
I don't like this side of you, Aaron.
No.
We want the realist back.
Yeah.
It's very few things that get me my skin. And it was disrespect because I say this all the time. I was Eagles fans long before my kids came to my life. So it was like 1A, 1B with all my kids. So I don't like the disrespect that the Eagles have been getting all offseason. I can't take it because – above all, everything. Like, baseball was my favorite sport growing up because the 90s was rude baseball. But as I got older, baseball is good. But so I'm an Eagles fan to the core. And I don't like the disrespect that they constantly get when they're successful. Like, they don't have the right to be successful.
The disrespect. They're the favorite to win the Super Bowl.
No, that's not how people talk about
it. Who?
If we lose to the Cowboys. Watch how the national media talk about the Cowboys and watch how you disrespect the Eagles. And we happen to lose to the Cowboys over the night. And then watch how you talk about the Eagles for the rest of the year we lose to the Cowboys.
Like, all right.
You see what I'm saying?
Nah. I don't like this, Aaron. Go get me the other Aaron. All right, Aaron.
All right, Aaron.
I don't like that, Aaron. I've never heard all birded up Aaron before.
Yeah,
it was an odd one.
It's all birded
Bizarro
up.
Aaron.
Yeah. What's coming up in the top 5 of 5, Jack?
So we have a debate. Week or debate day coming up next week?
Yeah.
So I have the 5 WIP debates I need to be settled.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's a good
that's
one.
Good.
I'm excited for debate day or week or whatever it's
I agree.
Yeah.
As long as we get the right one.
Yes.
On Monday.
The right matchup.
Yeah.
Well, it can't be on Monday.
Dundas, sure, I know, because but we talked about this before the show. So.
Yeah.
Donovan Chestnut.
All right. Yeah. Wow. This has not been your greatest day back there.
It's been awkward getting back here. I'm so used to being in the spotlight, and now I don't know how to take a step back.
No, you don't.
And I'm really not. I'm still shook from the first Blue Chew read.
Yep.
So mad at myself.
As you should be.
So mad at myself.
As you should. I couldn't believe it.
Got me either.
I couldn't believe it. All right. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.